Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. We welcome you to our special guest audio series. So grab your pen.
Your pen.
Everything you need. We pray that you hear a word from the Lord that will change your life. Today, our guest audio teacher is Apostle Corey Thompson.
Genesis 3 and 9. The word of the Lord says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" Hallelujah. Again, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" Father, I thank you for this opportune time that you have purposed under heaven. God, that you would grant us this ability. Hallelujah. That you knew that these would gather, that these would assemble, that these would be viewing this on this day. I thank you for every person now. I thank you for every family represented, every household. I ask you now to release the word, God, that will, God, impact our lives for the remaining of our lives. I ask you to release now the anointing of God. Send it, Father, that makes preaching and teaching easy. Do not challenge us, change us. I ask you, Father. Hallelujah. I pray in the name that's above all names. Hallelujah. That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. I ask you now, even in this moment, hallelujah, to absolutely, unequivocally wreck our ignorance and grant unto us the understanding necessary, hallelujah, to follow with clarity the instructions you've given us out of your word. God, we will not stumble at it, but we welcome, hallelujah. And in this moment, God, I thank you for changed lives. I thank you for transformation. I thank you that limitations are being removed. I thank you, Father, that what you have purposed for the lives of these under the sound of my voice in this hour, in this season of their lives, will even come now without further delay. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Listen, Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 9 says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" Let me help us understand some of the things that has transpired in this, and then I will tell you what we will be speaking from and why. We all know by now, at least you've been reading your word, you have read Genesis. If you have been following us for any length of time, you know that we've been teaching from the book of beginnings. One of the things that has stood out to us is what God did in the garden. And he's very intentional. He's very purposeful. God is not wasteful. I need you to understand, God is not wasteful. Everything that God does, everything that God has done, he has done it with intent, with purpose. The divine intent of God in Genesis chapter number 2, we see as it comes on the heel of what he performed in chapter number 1. We see that God began to speak. God said, we see in verse after verse, "And God said, and God said, and God did, and God formed, and God created." Okay, we see that in chapter 1. By the time we get to chapter 2, we see where it is that after God had spoken the environment necessary for him to house what would replicate him, watch this, or what would be after his kind in the earth. Oh, God, help me. Even in this moment, he then begins to form man from the dust of the earth. And again, the Bible says that God breathed into man, hallelujah, the breath of life that is known as the Ruach. It is God's breath in our lungs. He breathes into him the Ruach. And the Bible says, and man became a living soul. We have now, by now, understood that we have all been created to bring God glory. We have been created to give God glory, the glory that's due his name. We were created to worship God. God then gives us responsibility, as it is that he did with Adam, or Adam, which means mankind. does this, and he gives them the responsibility. That word is wrapped up in dominion. Dominion is to is what God gave to mankind, to Adam and to Eve, that they would have dominion in the earth. In other words, that they would have the right, the legal authority to rule in this realm as God rules in the heavens. And so it is, we become now, mankind becomes the extension of God's will being carried out in the earth realm. So here it is, that by the time we get to chapter number 3, let's notice what happens prior to that. The Bible says that God would meet, or Adam would meet with God in the cool of the day. In the cool of the day, during this period of time, there was an exchange between the God, the creator, and Adam and the creation. And so Adam would offer unto God worship, or again, they had communion, okay? And so then this was a form of worship unto God, where that we get the word proskuneo in the Hebrew, in the Greek, which literally means to bow, okay? Literally to bow before God. There was such a communion, a longing for the voice of God released in their environment. The Bible says in this exchange that there was no lack. In other words, we do not read in Scripture where there was a deficit that Adam or Eve had. Please understand, the Bible is very clear where he says, of every tree in the garden thou mayst freely eat, except the one that is in the midst. Thou shalt not freely eat of it, for the day that you do, the day that you touch it, you shall surely die. In Genesis chapter number 3, we see that by the time we get to verse number 9, the word says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said, where art thou? In other words, the reason for this is because Adam has become missing from the presence of God. He's not in the set place, yielding the worship or engaged in the exchange or the communion with God. Therefore, God comes searching for them. As a matter of fact, one verse prior to that says, and they heard the voice of God, watch this, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. They are hiding and they're missing God. Blessings to all of you. God bless you. They are missing from the presence of God. They are now absent from God's presence. So prior to this, there was an exercise that was going on in the earth realm. It's as it relates to them beginning to release or utilize their voice in the cool of the day, which was the first fruit of their day. They would use their voice, please hear this, in exchange with God. They would utilize their voice, and the Bible says there was proskuneo. It is a Greek term which literally means to bow. So that means that there was worship going on. They were not just bowing in silence, but they were in reverence unto God, because listen, they didn't have lack at all. And so in this exchange, we understand now that the cool of the day was a set time of communion with God, or the set time of worship. By the time we get the Psalms chapter 102, verse 13, it talks about the set time of favor. But how many of us understand we don't get to the set time of favor without the set time of worship? And so what it is, that when we read Genesis 3 and 9, God is asking, where, Adam, where art thou? In other words, there was a silence in worship. There was a void in worship. I want to talk to you tonight, because understand that you and I, we live in a voice activated kingdom. And if nothing is spoken, nothing happens in the kingdom. And so hear this now. God is coming in the cool of the day, and the Bible says that he calls unto Adam, and he asks the question, Adam, where art thou? Why? Because there was no voice, watch this, in worship. Oh, God help me here. There was no voice being released in worship. So there was we're in a voice activated kingdom, but there is no voice. God help me. I'm helping somebody right now. And so here it is. I want to show you the enemy of your worship. I want to reveal to you the intent of the adversary in your life, because we understand, according to John 10, that the thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I need somebody to make the declaration right in this moment and just declare, devil, you will not steal, kill, and destroy today. I know the day is far spent, but listen, the day is not over. And so I need you to make this declaration and release it in your environment. Devil, you will not steal, kill, or destroy today. Listen, because it is very important for us to understand the strategy of the adversary. It behooves me for us to think that we can win in war against an enemy that's strategic and we don't have a strategy. What was the strategy for the day for Adam and Eve each day? There's part of their strategy was to be present in the cool of the day for the presence of God. Because as long as they were present, listen, there was no deficit. God help me. There was no lack. They had complete soteria, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. I'm moving from this teaching when the Lord releases me, because I hear that in spirit. God, we still talking about this. I'm gonna continue to talk about it until God says talk about something else. But the problem that I'm seeing in Christendom is that there is a lot of chatter, but there are no voices. God said to me some time ago, son, I'm going to raise you up as a voice amongst the chatter, and I'm going to cause you to be a sound beyond the noise. And I want to tell somebody that's listening to me in this moment that God desires to do the same thing with you, to raise you as a voice above the chatter and a sound beyond the noise, because in the body, there's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of noise in religion. There's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of noise that takes you on a ride that goes nowhere. You actually end up at the very starting point that you began. If you take that trip or that ride of religion, it takes you in cycles. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you how to break the cycle tonight. I'm going to tell you how to release and get yourself free, because, oh God, help me here. Listen, let me show you the intent of the adversary. If you run to Luke chapter number 4, the gospel of Luke chapter number 4, Luke chapter number 4. Hallelujah. Notice this in verse number 6. Hold your place in Luke 4. Grab Matthew 18. Let's grab Matthew 20. Let's see. Matthew 28 and 18. Okay. And while you're getting Luke chapter number 4, I'm going to read this verse. Grab Luke 4 and 6. And while you're grabbing that, we're going to engage in Matthew 28 and 18. The word of the Lord says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in where? In heaven and earth. Okay, he says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now let's look at Luke chapter number four, verse number six. Luke 4 and 6. And the word of the Lord says, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. I'm going to say it again. Verse number 6 says, and the devil said, Who's he speaking to? He was speaking to Jesus. All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will give it, I will. And to whomsoever I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. This same slickster now approaches Jesus in Luke 4. Same adversary that got in the ear of Eve in the garden is now speaking to Jesus. I want you to notice something, because the Bible says in Luke 4 and 1, and Jesus being what? Full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did not eat anything, or he ate nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Okay. So then, as he is in the wilderness, he is being tempted of the devil. He's fasting and he's being tempted of the devil. Notice the timing of the approach of the adversary. It is in the time where, now watch this, what he fails to realize is Jesus has just now been baptized in the Jordan. And he comes up, the Bible says that when he comes out of the Jordan, he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Part of this, we see now that God dresses him in the Jordan in a dirty place. Let me just give you the backdrop so that you follow me clearly. Jesus comes to the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. He submits to the water baptism. Please get this. And the Bible says that when he does this, when he comes up out of the water from being submerged underwater, there are several things that happen. You've heard me teach this before. If you've been following, the Bible says the first thing that happens is the heavens opened up, which is an indication that if things are closed up around you or over you, you got to check your level of submission unto God. So the first thing that happens as he comes out of the water is the heavens open up. The second thing that happens is the Bible says in the form of a dove, the Spirit descended upon him, God help me, in the form of the dove, resting, watch this, upon his shoulder. Oh, God, watch this now. Watch this. Thirdly, we see, or we see, the Bible says that the voice of God began to speak. He begins to bring validity to the office of Jesus, okay? He begins to validate or authenticate the ministry of Jesus. Hello, somebody. Which is indication that you and I cannot validate ourselves. It takes another's voice. Oh, it takes the voice of the Father to bring validation, oh God, to your ministry. Hello, somebody. That's going to help you in a minute. I pray you catch that. So you cannot legitimize yourself. Okay. That's why you must submit. And that's a problem area in the body today, because nobody wants to submit to nothing. As a matter of fact, one of the things that this pandemic has done, and I was telling some other leaders just last week, one of the things that this pandemic has seemingly caused to happen is this roaming spirit. Because now, yes, Lord, now people can just jump online. Please hear this. And they begin to eat from table after table, from this one, from that one. And there is no jurisdiction, so to speak, in the cyber world. So they are roaming like a vagabond. You're not hearing me. Undisciplined because they feel now. Are you hearing that? Anybody understanding where I'm going with this? Because at least now, it kind of gives some form of validity to their wayward thinking. (Laughs) You may not like this part, but I'm gonna help you anyway. I'm not called to be popular. I'm called to obey God. And so here it is now. Here it is. What this has done, it has caused this free roaming spirit to have free course, and nobody wants to submit to headship or authority because they feel like, oh, they know enough in and of themselves while they produce very little. However, they know it all. And then they neglect proper submission. Now, I'm not talking about being up under something or someone that's trying to lord over you, but let's get it right. Even Jesus submitted. I'm going to say it real good. Even Jesus submitted. So what make you think you can't or you're not supposed to? Okay, so even in this, God the Father begins to speak on the behalf of the Son and says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well. Please hear ye he or receive him. And then the Bible says he has led, Jesus has led into the wilderness. Now, prior to that, as the dove rests upon him, the spirit rests upon him in the form of the dove, God says to me some time ago, that was me dressing him or clothing him for his assignment. God clothed him in such a mantle and an anointing for the wilderness because God knew he was going to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights of the devil. But we understand, according to Matthew 28:18, the Bible is very clear when it says, Jesus said, and Jesus came and spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So why in the world would the devil try to tempt Jesus in Luke 4:6 and saying to him, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Can I tell you, from the time that the enemy was kicked out of the heavens, please hear this, he's been after worship ever since. He wanted to be worshiped in heaven, so he wants to be worshiped, God help me here, in the earth. And so what you begin to speak to, you permit to live in your environment. You either cause it to live or die. Why? Because the Bible is very clear. The death, the power, death and life lies in the tongue. That they that love it should eat the fruit thereof. What you speak to, you either permit to live or die in your environment. And so what it is, what happened is when the serpent got into the ear of Eve, she began to engage in the conversation, speaking as if to entertain what was contrary to God's instruction. And so watch this. She became, watch this, a mismanager of the Ruach. Adam mismanaged the Ruach of God. Therefore, lost the right to have dominion in the earth. So he did not, watch this. Watch this. We live in a voice activated kingdom. Can I tell you, the enemy is after the validity of your voice. He can't do nothing with your car. He can't do nothing with your home. He can't even, watch this. He can't do nothing with temporal things. But if he can cause you to be silent in worship, if he can cause you to be silent in communion with God, if he can cause you to be silent through influencing of circumstantial things that causes you to fret by pulling on your emotions, by influencing things that pull you out of the presence of God, if you engage or speak to what's contrary to God's instruction, you permit to live in your environment. Adam mismanaged the Ruach. Eve mismanaged the Ruach. Eve began to engage in the conversation piece as if to say that what God's instruction were, that there was another side. No, it was the end all be all. If God said it, that was the end of it. So we had no business, they had no business entertaining anything that was contrary So what the adversary did is he took a portion of God, what God said, and then he questioned Eve, is this really what God's intent is? No, because he knows that if you eat of this tree, you'll become like him. Please hear this. Your eyes will be open and you'll see clearly. And you, yeah, so she engages in the conversation piece with the serpent. So because she spoke in a manner of agreement, of agreement, because we can see the end result. They did what they were forbidden to do. Then she engaged and she caused the lie to live. And the lie caused them to die. Oh, help me. That's just like the adversary. So he wants to rob you of the validity of your voice. Please hear this. You were created to worship God in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Who is this helping? Is anybody here getting this? Anybody getting this tonight? Anybody with me? Are you hearing this tonight? Here it is. So the enemy of your worship is attempting to rob you of the validity of your voice. If he can cause you to be silent in the thing that you were created to do, whoo, God help me, then his influence causes him to gain more ground. Please hear this. But even when Jesus was tempted of the devil says, I'm gonna give you all this power, but he failed to realize whom he was talking to. Because Jesus had already been given all power in heaven and the earth. And so here the adversary is trying to tempt Jesus by saying, I'm going to give you all this power. What power, devil, do you have over the Son of God? What power do you have, devil, over the sons of God? What power do you have? See, when you don't know who you are, you mismanage the Ruach. You speak to things and permit things that should not live in your environment. You permit them to live by giving them power, by engaging in speech, or by activating your voice toward what God doesn't want to live in your environment. And then things that should be living, we do not speak to, and they are lying dormant. And so this is why there is this struggle between you really understanding that you are the head and not the tail, because perhaps you have allowed the influence of a circumstance that has been influenced by the strategy of hell to cause you to be hushed mouth, or cause you to complain, or cause you to focus on the circumstance and not the deliverer, or not the thing that God, not the power that you possess to overcome it. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? So the adversary is after your voice because he understands better than you that you live in a voice activated kingdom. And if nothing is spoken, nothing happens. So if you're not doing what you were created to do, my God, then the enemy is reaping havoc on your life, on your family, on your bloodline.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click shondocenter.org. That's www.shondocenter.org. If you'd like to reach out to us, leave a comment for prayer,
or just to let us know how we're doing,
email us at jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. That's jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. We thank you again so much for tuning in. And remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.